Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
I wasn't raised where prayers were accompanied, but we have one here. The fourth psalm was to be played with strings. The Hebrew word is naginoth. Psalm 5, a prayer, was to be accompanied by flutes. That's the Hebrew word nehiloth. Although flutes are woodwinds, because originally made of wood, they are unique in that they don't depend on a reed. Called aerophones, they produce sound simply from a vibrating column of air moving across strategically placed holes. Flutes are one of the earliest musical instruments. Quote, Jubal was the father of all those who play the harp and flute. Genesis 4, verse 21. It's good to know that you don't need much to praise him. In fact, that's how the book of Psalms concludes. Quote, let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Psalm 150, verse 6. Allow me to tell a story. I heard of a little fellowship in northern Canada where a man had been saved late in life. In his earlier days, he had been a heavy smoker and had his voice box removed because of cancer. When the Christians sang the Lord's praises, he was silent. That is, until he saw Psalm 150. I have breath, he thought. So he asked if he might bring his kazoo and praise the Lord with that. They graciously invited him to do so. What sweet music heaven must have heard as a result. Now, if Psalm 4 is a bedtime vesper, Psalm 5 is a sunrise prayer. Quote, my voice you shall hear in the morning, O Lord. In the morning I will direct it to you, and I will look up. Verse 3. We'll think more about this psalm in the next devotion, but look at the ways David describes his prayer. My words, the content of his request. My meditation, the intent of his heart. My cry, the extent of his passion. My voice, the portent of the answer. Because he's the God who both hears and heeds his own. Verses 1 to 3.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.